in speaking about the last little while, the relationship between a Rebbe and a Talmud. Very interesting discussion today. I'm learning the Torah as a Pshischa. Rabbunim is quoted in Kol Simcha saying the following thing. Shalmei HaRabbi Rabbunim Shetzayach la'adam sheyihi yelo Rebbe b'zeh ha'ilam v'Rebbe ma'ilam ha'elyom Gamkin. So Rabbunim said that a Jew needs to have two Rebbes, one in this world and one in the next world. V'hevanti, says the Talmud, shehu ha'maral mi'prag, that the Rebbe of Rabbunim in the next world was the Maral. V'shamati ki be'esha hayi al kivro, that I heard that Rabbunim made extra effort to be out by the kivro of the Maral, and when he was there, he davened, bikish mimenu gimel dvarim. Ha'ma shemismalim uvukasho, yifarsei malas chiburav. So the Maral told the Rebbe of Rabbunim, when Rabbunim was by his kivro, that I'll grant your request, as long as you teach the world the Maila of my Sefer, the Sefer of the Maral. So you see from me a very interesting concept that Rabbunim said that a Jew needs to have two Rebbes, one in this world and one in the next world, and the Rebbe of Rabbunim was the Maral Miprag. Now, take a look at this next Mayim Makom. This is from Rav Aaron Lerot, the Shomer Emunim, Sefer Imri Aaron Pashas Pinchas. He writes a very interesting thing. In Kubal mi Rabbeinu Elimelech, we have a Messiah from the Noam Elimelech. Shekol chabura v'kibbutz she'en lehem roish, that if there's any chevra that gets together and there's no roish to the chevra, na'asa chas v'shalom hasam v'shalom harosh. So the Satan says, oh, I see there's a place for me, and he assumes the leadership of such a chevra. L'chein z'haya da'ako shel Rabbeinu ha'Baal Shem Tov z'chus yagin aleinu. This was the way of the Baal Shem, therefore. That there was always a Rebbe. Not getting into the amkas of what this means, the union of a Rebbe and why this is important, why the Sitra Acha fills the void. You see, there's an idea that the Baal Shem Tov B'davka made a Machama in this union, that whenever there's a good kibbutz of good Jews, there should be a Rosh. K'mosh Amar Rosh Abinu Lev HaShalom V'losihi Adas Hashem Katzon Asher Ein Lahem Roah, that your nation should not be like Eitzon, that they don't have a roeh. V'loksev shelo haya lahem roeh, rak she'en lahem daika, which means constantly, shebechol pam tzarech lios lahem roeh chai daika. It's not enough just to have had a Rebbe. It needs to be a living Rebbe. V'zeh derech Rabbeinu ha'Baal Shem Tov z'chus yagin aleinu v'tamidav ha'kdeshim ha'amitiyam. This is the way of the Baal Shem and the tamidav ha'kdeshim ha'amitiyam v'chas v'shalom losor mizeh ha'derech. Very important nekuda. It needs a little bit of a hezber, of course, what this means to have a Rebbe Ba'ilam Ha'elyon and a Rebbe Ba'ilam Ha'tachton. What does that mean that he had a Rebbe in the higher world, the Maral Miprag? Does that mean that the Maral was coming and teaching him Torah? That he was having Giluyim with the Maral was teaching him Torah? Pashup Shah would be to say that he found a certain Mahalach in the Sefer of the Maral, that he found a certain Chiba and Chain in the Sefer of the Maral. But that's the Chora Napshat, because if that's the case, then a person can have a Sefer which he really likes. But he's talking about having a Rebbe mi'olam ha'elyon. Like this makabel him as a Rebbe from the olam ha'elyon. That means much more than just having a Sefer which you like to learn on Erev Shabbos or on Minchan Shabbos, something like that. The inyan, though, is that when it comes to Avodas Hashem, every single person needs to have a derech in Avodas Hashem. And I once asked my Rebbe this question. I said to him, when the tzaddikim speak about having a derech, does that just mean b'nei aliyah, real serious Jews? Or does that mean every single Jew? Every single Jew has to have a derech. He has to understand why he's doing the things which he does, and he has to have a path. He has to have a seder. He has to have a derech in his life, in the framework of Avodas Hashem, and that's something which is incumbent upon every single person, to understand that he's searching for a derech. And it doesn't mean that he has to sit down with pen in hand and have to say, like, okay, this is my derech. It's fine that the derech should be something which is evolving constantly. The derech Yitzchayim, it's called. That every person needs to understand what his path is to the tachlis, which is called the Yitzchayim. Every person is heading towards the Yitzchayim in his life, and every Jew needs to ask himself, what's my derech to achieving the Yitzchayim? And it's not shaykh to get to the Yitzchayim without having a Rebbe. That's what the Medrash criticizes Adam HaRishon. And it finds a schus for him. It says Adam, on the one hand, he was chote, but the Medrash says that a limud schus for Adam and why he's done as a shogi is that he didn't have a Rebbe. Because he had a Rebbe, he would have been able to find his way to the Eitz HaChaim. The truth is that he had a Rebbe, that was Hashem Yisbarach. And really that's why it's like a mixas chait and a mixas limud schus. On the one hand, he did have a Rebbe, but how was he supposed to know that Hashem Yisbarach, who's so exalted, is supposed to be like a Rebbe? Moira Rabach Kemaira Shemaim. So therefore, when it comes to each and every Jew searching for his derech, to finding the Eitz HaChaim, which is his true derech, he needs to have a Rebbe. And that's his Ikar Rebbe. That's his Ikar Rebbe. His Rebbe is somebody who teaches him how to achieve and how to find the Eitz HaChaim in his life. And the penis of why that is because in Pnimiyas HaTorah, a Rebbe is not just somebody who teaches another person Torah. A Rebbe is somebody who's the root neshama of the Talmud. This is very important to know. And that's why, by many tzaddikim, it was mekubal, that a Talmud can only have one Rebbe. What that means, one Rebbe, it means that one Rebbe which he feels like, this is my Rebbe, who is the Rebbe of my neshama. That he understands me, and when I hear divrei Torah from him, I feel like it touches the core of who I am. And he feels like this is a guide and a shliach that Hashem sent for me in my life to use this. This is what the Gemara means when it says that if you have a Rebbe, if you see somebody who is doimel l'malach Hashem tzvako, sivakish Torah mipihu. A malach is a shliach. And every Rebbe sees himself as a shliach to his Talmidim. Which is why a Rebbe is in this world to serve his Talmidim. It's very opposite in Pnimius, where in Chitzonius, the Talmud has a chiv to serve the Rebbe. Because he has to be mechabin because of what he receives from the Rebbe. But in Pnimius, the Rebbe knows that he's only here to be a shliach for the Talmud, and the only reason why he can't refuse the kavod is because the Talmud can't learn properly from the Rebbe unless he's mechabin the Rebbe. But in most cases, the Talmud has an even higher neshama than the Rebbe does. That's why the Arizal said to Reb Chaim Vital, I'm only here in this world for you. And that's the paradigm of all relationships between Rebbe's and Talmidim. That's why mitamida yosim mikulam. But every single person must realize that there's a person in this world who's a shliach for him, that was sent into this world who's going to guide him to the Eitz HaChaim. Take a look at this next Maya Makam from the Maharal himself. The Maharal says, Lo yimikol Adam zecha Adam lilmar. A person can't learn. It's not shaykh for him to learn from just anybody. V'fikach yesh lachol Talmud Rav Miyuchad. Every Talmud has a Rebbe which is designated for him. Kemoshe Yoshua haya miyachid shahaya Talmud l'Moshe. Yoshua was designated for Moshe as his Talmud. So too, Moshe was meyuchel lios Rav Yoshua. This is a shidduch which is made. I've told the tape recorder before, that the author of the Sefer HaMakne, the Afla, he says that just like it's decreed in Shemayim, maybe there's lashon in the Gemara. Just like it's decreed in Shemayim who a person's shidduch is going to be, so too it's decreed in Shemayim who each person's Rebbe is going to be. It could be Slash and Gemara, remember. He expounds upon this. That it's a shidduch. A Rebbe in the Talmud is a shidduch. And you shouldn't say, oh, go to this, go here, go there. If that works just so, let's say, to learn pshat and a sugya from a Rebbe. That's not a Rebbe. When Chazal speak about a Rebbe mufak, but that means that it's a shayrish neshama. And every single person has such a person in this world. And you can't just say like, okay, I'll just make this person my Rebbe. It doesn't work that way. A Rebbe is somebody who knows the tchunos of the Talmud. And he knows how to guide him to the Eitz HaChaim. And if he can't do that, then he's not his Rebbe. Then he's not my shliach, and he's not the root of my neshama. And there's only one of those. There's only one of those. Take a look at this next Maya Makom from Emes Vemuna, which is from Kotsk. It says that Rav Hila from Barnau, he came from Ishbitz to Kotsk. I'm sure many of you are familiar with the machlekes between them. Venasa Rabbeinu, which is the Kotsker, Eina Vashal Bekal Mihu. When he walked in the room with this Reb Hillel, the Kotsker said, who is this? As if he didn't know who he was. Of course he knew who he was. He said to him, Moira Rabach Kemoira Shemayim. And so he said, as is the Tzvei Shemayims, are there two Shemayims? As if to say, you can only have one Rebbe. Are you in Ishbitz or are you in Kotsk? It wasn't just because it was a machlekes between Ishbitz and Kotsk, take two sides. It was a hashkafic thing. That you have to know who your root is as a Talmud. And a Talmud has to be searching for his derech. And searching for a derech means searching for a Meir derech. And for that reason, a person has one Rebbe who is that Meir derech. There could be others in his life that they guide him, that they're able to help him along the way, but be'emes, a person has one Rebbe. My Rebbe told me this. I heard this begabe him personally. This is his Rebbe. My Rebbe is a Matel Zilber. His Rebbe was the Minchas Yehuda. The Minchas Yehuda, which is the previous Rebbe in Stachin. But he had other Rebbes too. He had the Amshin of a Rebbe, who was a Rebbe for Tkufa after the passing of the Minchas Yehuda. And he had the Tasha Rebbe, who was a Rebbe by, who he was considered himself the Talmud to be by. That there were people along the road, especially after the Ptira of his first Rebbe, that he was Makabal as a Rebbe, but he had one Rebbe. There was one Rebbe, and there were people in his life who shaped either his Inyan and Tfilah, his Liman HaTorah, or Midos Tovos, or Yerushimayim. There are people in life who can shape that, who can help along the way, but to actually mold the Talmud, to bring out the Kochos HaPimim of the Talmud, for that there's a Rebbe. For that, there's one Rebbe. But it's so important that a person has to have this dynamic between what's called a living Rebbe and a Rebbe who's not alive. Let's see, a person has to know that he has a derech to live in this world. He has a derech, he's makabal a certain derech klalius, and then he has somebody bepratius who helps him. Let's say if a person, one of the mistakes, and I heard this from my Rebbe, when it comes to Brezlov Chassidus or to Chabad Chassidus, is that they think, many, not all of them do, that they think that the Lubavitcher Rebbe is my Rebbe. That could be true. You could be makabal a derech from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. But he's not going to be that Rebbe in your life who's the sharish of your neshama, that he's going to bring out your kochos anafesh. For that, you need somebody in life who's able to complement that. They can be mekabel a derech from him. But who's going to be the Rebbe who brings it out? Breslov also. It's good to have Rebbe Nachum as your Rebbe. You can be mekabel a certain derech. But who's going to bring out the kochos of your personal kochos? You need somebody who's going to be metapel with you. And there are many fine Breslov tzaddikim. You can go to Rav Yaakov Meshechta. You can go to many Breslov tzaddikim who can. And there's many which we don't know about. But a person has to know that he be'etzim has tools at his disposal. He's looking for a primary Rebbe, and it's not something which a person just picks out of a hat. A person needs to know that he's searching for a specific person in this world, who is a living person. This is the Derech HaTalmid B'Hashem, searching for a living person. I heard from my Rebbe, he told me that he spent about 22 Shabbos in Tush, and he learned many, many things by the Tush Rebbe. He said that in later years, I asked him, I said, why don't you go back to Tush? Is the Tush Rebbe still alive? Go back to Tush. So he told me that I hold that in order to learn from a Rebbe, the Rebbe has to have, he has to be cognizant, he has to have all of his kelim, he has to be well to learn from a Rebbe. This is already in the Tkufa before he was nifter, that he really wasn't well, and he wasn't functioning as a Rebbe. So already at that time, it's hard to be mekabel from such a Rebbe. So people would still be mekabel as the Rebbe and give him COVID. Of course, that's certainly true, he is. But there's being by the Rebbe and there's being makabal at the Rebbe. There's no beira. The Tush Rebbe is a tzaddik. And for whatever reason, Hashem has it, that he's having a hard time being mashviya in that kufa. But so, he's the Rebbe. And they're makabal for him in that way. But for a person who sees himself as a talmud of a certain person, try to be makabal from a person who is not functioning as a person, really, he's not able to give over, he felt that that's not already what the proper shtamas. A person has to have somebody who's living, who can teach, who can speak, who can guide him, that he has a relationship with, who is able to work with him, that he feels about this person, that he's working with me and bringing out my kochos and nefesh, that he's the shtiach min Hashem to do that. And then he can have a sefer also, which he sees from that sefer, that he's my Rebbe, my Oyel, my Elyon. Perhaps I can have his galus as the Maral Mipag, but a person can see that I a certain sefer, a certain mahalach, which works for me, which I see that I'm able to be koveya derech like that. But that suffices for a derech, but how many somebody who's a living person, who can understand him, who he feels is the sharish of his neshama, who can bring out his kochos and nefesh. And that's what Moshe was mispal for. That it wasn't enough that Moshe would pass and everything would continue. He needed somebody who would be able to bring out the kochos and nefesh, somebody alive who would bring out the kochos and nefesh in Yitzhak Yitzhak. We should all be zeichet the people like that in our lives to know who is and who's not. The mevare v'chachma to see who the real people in our lives, Hashem, who are sending to us the bishliach in our lives to bring us to that Yitzhak. Have a good day.